I was dumbfounded to hear the man had grounded his fear in the belief that the lion's roar sounded as near as the camp. However, I decided now that we're here, we might as well start hunting, so I shout in his ear. The boys went to bring around the jeep and the guns, but I would recommend that you should keep the word mum, or else your wife will probably want to be keeping us some company, and things could get deeper than dung. She shouldn't come, I suggested, but she insisted. I protested. She said there's no way she would miss it. Enough then, no need to get on each other's shitless if you'd like to risk it. You're more than welcome to come with shit. We hopped the jeep and dropped the steep 20 yards heading south. He awkwardly popped the cheap cigar in his mouth. Ride through the jungle, I knew by the rumble of the lion's roar, from hind to paw he'd be a heap of trouble. Don't mean to burst the bubble of these honeymooning hunters, but I've got hunches that one of both of them might lose their lunches when they see how quick a giant cat lunges and how it could crunch this entire party into little bunches. Munch us and leave us for hyenas and vultures. I'll instruct the man to pull no punches, aim for the neck, and if that don't work, hit him in his haunches. As I explained, he almost lost his consciousness. The man was so stressed, I thought upon this mess and said it might be best for him to stay by the jeep with his wife. Well, I go ahead and kill the cat, cause well, that's my life. He looked relieved at first, but then received a burst of courage and even decided that he go first. Soon as my man strapped on a sack, we got back on the track, a lion tracking like a linebacker trying to sack a quarterback. I said quiet all of that commotion and look over by that ocean, I mean river, there's our glorified Tigger. And sure enough, bigger than life, the lion roared at us. I told the man get out the jeep and get his rifle ready for the bust. A couple well-placed shots, the man's face got red and the place got shut up, but the cat wasn't dead. Nah, it stumbled instead and in the bush to hide it went. Found a comfortable environment to lie and wait for that motherfucking man and his fire stick. And I admit, the situation held some danger, and not merely stemming from a wounded lion who could maim you with one last swipe, but also the underlying anger produced last night as this man's lady friend allowed me to entertain her. See, she arranged the whole affair and it was clear that this was nothing new. Plus, it was obvious this morning that her husband knew, but what could he do but swallow his pride? His only plan could be to fall this guy and bag a lion's hide to prove his manhood. So here we are in the bush, the man's wounded pride giving him a fatal push into the jungle. Ominously did that thicket rustle, as if jostled by the lion's rippled muscle. As the man stood poised, my band of boys tried to coax the cat out. I broke the gat out in preparation, and not a second too soon, cause almost flat out of nowhere, the beast came charging. The man's first shot missed by a close margin, and as the second shot missed, the new things were starting to look dismal. So I grabbed my pistol and discharged three well-placed shots at that far from brittle mass of gristle, moving like a heat-seeking missile. Luckily, it was enough to permanently fizzle his momentum. I looked over to the man who appeared to be bending over, but actually he was falling, and not because the lion mauled him. It never got that close, but while we were all in the heat of the moment, his wife, rather than bawling, picked up a shotgun, saw the lion closing, and then tried to stop him, but blah. But alas, she missed, and the blast eclipsed his poor ass, leaving the bastard ripped in half, with the glasses still attached to his ghastly, shattered face. The kind of sight to leave a bile-type taste in your mouth. Couldn't quite brace myself from reacting, but I'd seen worse in all my years of tracking. The woman was hacking, coughing and spitting, sitting by the side of the ride, shocked to her system's core. But I had more than a hunch that it was such an accident, so back I went to the jeep and confronted the weeping woman. I told her weekend, pretend it was all a weekend, trip gone amiss. She pondered this with tears in her eyes and said stop it, but I wouldn't drop it. I told her if I file papers through the proper channels, then she'd be off the hook and could go back to hunting mammals, whether four or two legs. She begged me to stop again, but I'd seen lots of men destroyed more or less in this way, so I continued to say that such accidents happen, but I could sort it out and soon enough send the packing, and she'd be back in the States where she could block it all out. But again she implored me to stop it, and this time I thought it might be best to do so, you know. So I started acting more discreet and helped her back into the jeep. And as we headed toward the station, all of us steeped in rather pensive meditation, a lion's roar leaped out of the jungle, momentarily breaking all our concentration. Know what I'm saying?